Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing treat your ex like an experiment. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.datemetips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. Check out my socials for extra content. The links are in the description. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing treat your ex like an experiment. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, it can help to be analytical in your approach. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three stages to treating your ex like an experiment. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is consider the past. Now, I'd like you to get a pen and a piece of paper. Of course, you could write this down digitally if you prefer. And I would like you to write down the good times and the bad times that you and your ex Badumpa had together. Now, if you've been together for many, many years, this, of course, could take a good level of thought to really consider the top five or so great memories that stand out to you, and also, unfortunately, the worst five memories that stand out to you as well. Now, if your relationship wasn't as long, if it was just a matter of months, for instance, then maybe this isn't something which would take you too long to consider. But either way, I want you to be really, really thinking about those top five or so memories that spring to mind, which were good, and unfortunately, those worst five memories or so, which were not good, which were bad. I want you to write them down, like I said, piece of paper and a pen, digitally on your phone or tablet or whatever it may be. I want you to make a note of these things so that you can really have a look at them and look at the correlations. This is where we need to be analytical. Is there a link between the good times? Is there a link between the bad times? I'm pretty sure you will see some type of link, some type of correlation. Now, you need to make sure that you understand these correlations and these links, because if you were to reconnect, then you need to be making sure that there are good times ahead rather than the bad. Now, look, it's important to say, you know, the obvious. We live a life day to day. We live through a world which is not going to be perfect every single moment. We don't live in a magical sunshine and rainbows world and environment every single day. And unfortunately, there are likely to be moments which aren't so good during life, whether you have a new romantic partner or you get your ex back, whatever it may be, not every day is going to be brilliant. But what we can do is try and make the days ahead generally better, generally good. In general, there are more good days than bad days. That is the aim. Now, you might also be thinking, well, why are we doing all of this when I haven't got my ex back and I haven't heard from them in maybe many, many months? Well, I think we need to be positive. You know, you're listening to today's podcast because you want to try to get your ex back. You are a dumpee. You know, at one time, you were in a loving relationship with your now ex. There was great feelings between you. You both felt a high level of romantic emotional attraction for one another. Now, unfortunately, for various potential reasons, your ex Badumpa lost romantic emotional attraction for you. And when it hit the necessary low point, that is when they actioned the breakup. At that point, they went their way, and unfortunately, you are now feeling alone. Now, I would suggest you need to go your own route. You need to go down your own path. You shouldn't be standing still. But either way, you are not with your ex. You are not with the person you want to be. But we have to remember that you were once together. There were once those high level of feelings that both of you felt for each other. And if those feelings were felt before, they could be felt again. Now, I'm not trying to give you false hope. I'm not trying to say you will definitely get your ex back, because sadly, there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. Nothing works 100% of the time, and nothing fails 100% of the time. I can't promise you that you will get your ex back, but what I can say is that there is a chance. And you're listening to today's podcast because you want to get your ex back. You want that to be the outcome, and therefore, there is a chance that it could happen, and we need to look ahead for if and when it does happen, hoping it does, about how you can make sure you never break up again. And this is why point number one is important. Consider the past. Write down those five memories that spring to mind which was great about your relationship. Again, if this was something which is a long-lasting relationship, you might be really thinking long and hard across the whole relationship for those top five moments that come into your mind. Try to make sure they're spread out and not just focused in the last few months together, which probably, unfortunately, wasn't that great if you have now, of course, broken up. But you know what I mean. If you're in a long relationship, make sure they're spread out, but also make sure that they do come to your mind. You're not having to dig too deep, you know, into the archives of why and how your relationship did have good times. Things that come into your mind, but make sure they're spread out somewhat across your relationship. Now also, we sadly need to balance this with the negative times. And again, try to spread them out if possible. You would likely have more negative times, more bad times towards the end of your relationship. But try if possible to think back, especially if you had a long relationship, and try and spread those memories out so that we can really look for those correlations across the years, across the times where you were generally good or generally bad. What were the highlights? What were the lowlights? This is where we need to consider, look at the analysis and really believe we understand if we get our ex back, if you are to reconnect with your ex but don't bring a future, what can you do to make sure you don't break up again? Because if that level of attraction grows in their mind towards you, if you do reconnect, we don't want that lack of attraction to cause a breakup once more. We don't want them to lose attraction. We don't want you to lose attraction. So let's make sure the future is brighter than, unfortunately, your first time round in this relationship. Because there is every chance you can get your ex back, and every chance that if you do, you can make sure it's even better than before, built on stronger foundations and everlasting. But that won't be the case unless you understand what went wrong and also what went right, and making sure you analyze, correlate, and understand what you can do to increase the chance of making sure next time around, things are everlasting. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is change your approach. Now, changing your approach is really, really important. I believe it was Einstein that said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So for instance, if you have been behaving in a somewhat needy and desperate way, trying to chase your ex, trying to convince them that they should never have broken up with you, well, if you are listening to today's podcast and therefore you haven't got your ex back, and yet during the times you listen to podcasts in the interim and whatnot, you're chasing your ex, you're contacting them, you're calling them, knocking on their door, texting them, whatever it may be. If you're doing that and you haven't got them back and you're listening to today's podcast, maybe it's now time to change that approach. Remember, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So if you haven't got your ex back by chasing them, then maybe you need to recognize this isn't the best path forward. So this is where you need to understand. If you chase, it's time to stop chasing. But what if you don't chase your ex? What if you have implemented my version of a no contact rule, which is something I suggest you do, and you try and live your life in the right way, and you're thinking, okay, I'm not contacting my ex. This is something which I've been suggested to try and do. I'm not doing that, but I still haven't got my ex back. So how can I alter this? You know, surely I'm not going to do the opposite of this, which is to contact my ex. No, of course you're not. I'm not suggesting to chase your ex if not chasing them hasn't worked so far. But what I am saying is that you need to really refine your approach to no contact. You might believe you're doing my version of a no contact rule. You might believe you're following the advice I give. But are you really? Because remember, not contacting your ex isn't the only element. As I said a moment ago, focusing on yourself is so, so important. Are you really doing that? You know, it might be one thing you thinking you're doing that, but are you really truly doing that? Because I would suggest that a lot of you are focusing on your ex but dumper far too much. Yes, you may have stopped contacting them. That's great. Brilliant. Well done. That is a very important step. But are you really removing the focus from your ex? Or are you thinking about them 24/7? Or if not 24/7, are you thinking about them a lot still? Okay, because if you are, then you need to be taking your focus away. And I'm not saying it's easy. And I'm not saying there's a way to completely remove your ex from your thoughts, because they're always going to go in and out of your mind, especially with triggers. But what you can do is focus your mind by concentrating on other things, hobbies, interests, friends, family, self-improvement. It's all connected to you removing your thoughts from your ex. So if you chase your ex, absolutely stop. If you don't chase your ex, that's good. Okay, keep that, but then try to change something else about your approach, which I would believe at the moment, you might not be chasing them, but you're thinking about them a lot. Even if you say to yourself, well, I'm not thinking about my ex much, be honest. Are you thinking about them a lot? Because if you are, you need to change your approach and really focus on the self-improvement, the connections, friends, family, hobbies, interests, classes, groups, clubs. Those are the things you need to be focusing on, okay? Not your ex. Because when I speak to dumpees, they normally fall into one of those two categories. They're either actively chasing their ex, or if they're not actively chasing their ex, they're certainly spending a lot of time thinking about them, wondering about them, trying to pinpoint what they might be doing, what they might be thinking. Okay, I think my ex-dumper is doing this now. I think they are thinking this now. I think they're with this person now. This is not going to help you. No contact is great, but you can't swap contacting your ex for just thinking about them 24/7. It's not helpful. So be honest with yourself. If you're thinking about them too much, when you need to be focusing on you more. And that is what we're talking about in point number two, changing your approach. You need to change it because unfortunately it's not working right now for you. And even if you don't get your ex back, changing your approach will help you through breakup recovery much quicker and therefore an opportunity to find happiness with someone even better than your ex. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. Talking about your feelings can also improve your mental health. It helps prevent the buildup of negative emotions, which can lead to stress, anxiety, depression, and even physical health issues. Speak your heart to free your mind. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about treat your ex like an experiment. And point number three is plant positive seeds to see if they grow. So planting positive seeds is something which can be really interesting from an analytical point of view because you can really see the results further down the line. Now again, the disclaimer, there is no guaranteed way to get your ex back. But this will definitely increase your chance of success. It's a bit like planting any seeds. If you are to plant any seeds in your garden, there is no guarantee that they're going to grow into what you hope for. But if you plant them, nurture them the right way, do everything you can, then there is every chance that they will grow into the beautiful plant, flower, or tree that you really, really wanted. And this is what we're talking about today. We're talking about planting positive seeds as an experiment to see if this can help you one day get your ex back. Now, what are positive seeds? Well, positive seeds are putting things out into the world which are positive about you, showcasing you as a positive person, showcasing you in a good light. And then hopefully, one day along the line, these will grow into something beautiful, which would equate, in this analogy, to your ex-dumper reaching out to you, whether they are being inquisitive, interested, or already very attracted to you due to those positive seeds. So the positive seeds I'm talking about in this regard fall into two main categories. The first is social media. Anything you post online reflects on you. If you post sad song lyrics, people will know that you're sad. They will also feel worried, concerned about you, but they won't feel romantically attracted to you. So I don't suggest you post sad song lyrics. It is not going to help you in a romantic sense. Now, if you are genuinely feeling very sad, you should be speaking to friends, family, a local doctor, counsellor, etc., etc. You should be getting that help if you feel you need it. But I don't suggest posting things online in this way is going to help you. It's not going to help you get your ex back. It's not going to help you in that way at all because it's not physically, emotionally, or spiritually attractive to someone when they believe you're not doing so well. Okay? So if you need support, seek the support, absolutely. But don't post it online. It's not going to help you in regards to trying to get an ex back. But if we are to do the opposite of that and instead plant those positive seeds online by speaking about how good you're doing, posting photos of you looking great, healthy and wonderful, anybody who sees these social media posts are going to be intrigued, interested and potentially attracted to you, including your ex. Whether they see it directly or whether a friend of a friend passes this information on to them, this is where a positive seed can eventually grow into your ex wanting to reach out. Now, I'm not suggesting you lie. I'm suggesting you really put in the work so you genuinely have positive things to post online. That is what I'm suggesting you do. And then if and when in the future your ex finds out about this, and again, you can't be telling them directly, but posting it into the world where friends or family that know your ex might pass it on, or maybe you're still connected and they do see it themselves, well, this is where a situation could arise where they want to reach out to you because they feel that positive vibe. Now, the second option of how this could work is you mention positive things about yourself to mutual friends. Not only are you mentioning positive things, but you just act positive, you look positive, you seem to anybody who is around you, you have that aura, you look physically healthy. Doing all of those things is going to leave a lasting impression on anybody who speaks with you, i.e. mutual friends. And what do mutual friends do? They will tell your dumper. Now, I'm not suggesting that you tell a mutual friend to tell your dumper. No, that is not what I'm saying. I'm saying just be around them, act genuine, speak your truth in a positive way, look healthy, do all of these elements, and your mutual friend will pass this on likely anyway. You don't even have to ask them to, they just will. And again, in the future, your expert dumper might use this as a reason to one day reach out to you. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.